And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning to you right across the country. Happy Sunday. It's the hour of health and wellness dedicated to you. We're beaming across the country and indeed across the world on houseofwellness.com.au. If you're listening from some far-flung corner of the globe, we'd love to hear from you. Or if you're listening through Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Adelaide or Perth, feel free to join in. Our panel of experts are standing by 131873. I look across to the ever dapper Gerald Quigley. Hello.
Good morning, Ed.
Our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist.
Lovely to be here.
And the beaming Sally Obermeter from Servants Daily Edition. Hi,
hello.
Sal.
Happy Sunday, everybody.
This is indeed a health show, and you posted the most beautiful picture yesterday. I want to bring it to light on your Instagram account. You, glamorous bald head, clutching your little sweetie with a seven-year milestone you were just celebrating, I guess.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I was. 7 years ago, so I was diagnosed with stage three breast cancer, and it's one of those things. I think it's so incredible to be through the other side, but it never really leaves you.
In what way? What do you mean by that?
I don't know if it's because I've still got scars, say, from all the surgeries. So it's not sort of something you forget that you kind of just chalk up and you think, oh, I'd forgotten about that. There's a daily reminder every day for me, I guess. And in a way, it's good because it's a daily reminder to be grateful, and to remind myself that actually I was in terrific health. I had no history in my family. I was not kind of, I guess, what you imagine somebody would get breast cancer, but I did, and it was bad. And so it's a reminder to look after my health and to also continue to spread awareness. And we haven't gotten to that point. We've come so far, but not far enough.
Remind us, were you pregnant at the time?
I was actually due the next day.
Wow.
And I actually went in, then they made me go in and have Annabelle the next day because basically within about 7 days I started chemo because it was so serious and so aggressive that they were like, if we don't start immediately, we don't actually have time to wait.
And what was the first symptom, Sal, that you, as an examination or?
Do you know what? I had felt a bit of pain. And there's often a myth that cancer is not painful. Like, you know, if you've got pain, don't worry, that's not cancer. Yeah. But I had a pain in my breast, which because I was pregnant, I thought, oh, perhaps that's my body getting ready for breastfeeding.
Developing milk duct or something.
Yeah, and I kind of ignored it for about 3 months.
Right.
And at my appointment with my obstetrician, I just kind of very casually said, remind me next time I'm here in a couple of days' time to let you know I might have a blocked milk duct or something. There's some kind of little lump and pain in my breast. And he said, absolutely not. Right now, let me have a look. And he had had a scenario before where that had happened with another patient.
There you go.
And I'm so fortunate because they said to me, had that have been dismissed, which is quite common that a doctor might say, listen, your breasts are going to be lumpy. You're pregnant. Let's wait till you have the baby. You finish feeding. We'll have a look at them in 6 months. They said you would have been dead.
Oh, dear me.
Yeah.
Gosh almighty. On another beautiful flip side, it must be Annabelle's birthday then.
It is. It's on Monday, so she's very excited and very happy. And it is a nice way to remember, you know what, it's good to give back.
Karma has delivered you the most beautiful daughter, and we're also happy about that. And you're giving back as well through Swish, your website and company.
We are. This year I really wanted to do something. We've been sort of working on it for a couple of years, a whole collection where it's called I Pink I Can, after I Think I Can.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've pulled together fashion, homewares, accessories, and 10% of all of that, the money that we raise, goes to the BCNA, which is an incredible breast cancer network of Australia. They're a great foundation. And it's just a really nice way, as I said yesterday in my post, whether you buy something for yourself or a Christmas present or it just – it feels good to give back because sometimes when we're not scientists, we feel like we can't help. It's like, oh, well, I'm not in research.
Nah.
I'm not. But you know what?
Yep.
The best thing we can do is raise funds so that the people who are at the forefront of medicine can do what they do, that they continue to save lives.
Yeah.
You know?
So the website,
and you're there because you're there.
That's
you're a shining example that with some focus and support, and you had Emily coming into the world, there is hope on the other side.
There really is. And thank goodness for incredible doctors and nurses who are the true heroes of life. I know we love to praise sports stars, and I take nothing away from them, but my God, doctors and nurses are incredible.
So the website, and it's got recipes, got your delicious creations, fashion and blogs and so on, is Swish.
Yes, with two eyes.
Swish with two eyes.
SWISH.
Oh, how eastern suburbs, darling. Swish. It's a bit Simon Reynolds, isn't it?
It is a little.
Now, plenty to look at today. And for our little ones, we're going to have a look at the little Innocence baby skincare range, because this is a natural and eco-friendly option to relieve and protect delicate skin. And we cover it on the TV show today as well, across the country, around midday on Channel 7 as well. Innocence, with another sneaky spelling as well.
That's eastern suburbs
and,
as well.
Yes, indeed. And I think tomorrow kicks off National Foot Health Week, right? Our little footsies pound something like 120,000 kilometres in our lifetimes. So they need a little bit of help as well. We're going to chat with a podiatrist about some of the common problems that affect our feet and how best to look after them. Not just talking your little pedis that you like to get on a Wednesday night, Gerald.
Thank you, Ed.
And also in the A to Z of vitamins, what have you got lined up for?
We're going to talk ginkgo today, which is the one for circulation, microcirculation and memory.
Okay, ginkgo biloba. I love that one. It's like a rap song.
That's why I'm doing it, because I know you like saying it.
What is it, a herb? Is it
it's
a vitamin?
It's a leaf.
Okay.
It's a leaf.
A
biloba. Now, if you buy, remember when you studied Latin in Swiss primary school?
Yes, to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, buy. Yes.
You buy. That's right. B-I.
To shop, I
means,
think.
My favourite word, yes.
Yeah. It means two lobes. Yes. So the leaf has two sides.
Gotcha.
It's a biloba leaf.
Okay. Fantastic. I love when you first look at it, you think it's Bilbo, and we're talking about hobbits, but we're not. It's herbs. It's coming up.
It's a
little
different.
And we are here for any of your questions. You've got problems, aches, pains, perhaps confusion about perhaps a script or some sort of medication. We'd love to hear from you. 131-873. You're going to do something delicious that we'll pluck from our website as well.
Sarah. Yes. Today I'm going to do something vegan. I'm going to do a chili con carne, which, you know, is, as we know, is a beautiful kind of like mince with tomato and stuff, but I'm doing a vegan version. So perfect for a meat-free Monday. It's a really easy kind of one pot. I made it this week, earlier in the week, or last week, I should say, and it was inundated with requests for the recipe, so that's why I popped it up for
perfect
today. Yeah.
So with mashed potato on the top, pastry over the... That sounds perfect.
No, but anyway.
Isn't it funny that in Quiggly world, everything needs to be a pie?
That's right. Yeah. I love it.
We'd love to hear from you. 131-873. All our callers who go to Wear, go in the draw to win a $100 gift voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store. So be part of this hour dedicated to your health and wellness. It is indeed the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, how's this sound? You're on a white, sandy beach, soaking up the sun and enjoying the crystal blue waters of the Maldives. Or is it Maldives? I never remember. Let's say Maldives. Maldives. I'll do one of each. Pretty spectacular, though. Now you can stop dreaming and hurry into Chemist Warehouse for your chance to relax in paradise. Simply purchase any Lady Jane or Glam product by Manicare and jump online and tell them in 25 words or less, what's your best tip for effortless style? Visit chemistwarehouse.com.au/glam and Lady Jane comp to enter and have a look at the T's and C's there too. It's your chance to win a stylish trip for two to the Maldives, valued at $40,000 if you don't mind. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Lovely to have your company this Sunday morning. It's Ed Phillips here, joined by Sally Obermater, Gerald Quigley as well. We'll get to some of your calls in just a sec, 131-873. But first, I want you to look down and look at our much-valued feet. Underappreciated, though, I don't think many of us look at how important they really are. We just shove them in a pair of shoes and socks and forget all about them. Well, tomorrow kicks off Foot Health Week. Now's the time to pay your feet some well-deserved attention. We're going to chat feet right now with podiatrist Nikki Quigley from Bayside Sports Podiatry in Melbourne. I think you're currently in Perth, where it must be about 8:15. Interesting surname, Nikki, which begs the question, what's Dad like?
Well, Dad's wonderful, of course.
Oh, thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Nikki. Yes,
really.
Nikki, are you saying that just because Christmas is approaching and you want a great gift? Or?
Of course.
Now, there could be some babysitting on the horizon. Nick, you've been at the AFL Sports Podiatrist Conference all week.
The Sports Medicine Australia.
Okay.
You're right, Dad,
and
honestly.
So what's the big news? What's the big news? What's the development in looking after feet?
So there's been a little bit of foot stuff over here, but it's been generally about more about the active community and about, you know, making sure that people are strong enough to do what they want to do with their running to reduce running-related injuries.
Sure.
And we've looked at women in sport. We've looked at kids. There's been a range of things over here. It's been fantastic.
This is interesting. We want to look at what the general public go through with their feet, but in terms of sportsmen who wear footy boots and have rather, you know, ballistic sporting lives, do they have ongoing problems that seem to crop up regularly that you've seen, Nikki?
Oh, they do it. Of course, with footy, with the distances that they cover in a boot that these days they just try and make as light as they possibly can, they get injuries associated with that. And, you know, but it's often about adaptation, so about making sure that they're wearing them early on in the pre-season to get strong enough to be able to run the distances that they want to. And that's the same with the active community as well, with anyone who wants to start doing some running, that the feet are very important, particularly while they're getting stronger.
And Nikki, what about us sort of mere mortals, not so much athletes? What are the common foot problems that we tend to have?
Look, presenting to my clinic, Sally, I would see mostly people with pain in their heels or pain in their big toe joints as well. But many presentations to other clinics would be patients with problem toenails, corns and calluses. And then, of course, there's people with chronic disease in the higher risk community that need to come in to have their, you know, their toenails attended to, and just a general foot check every month or so as well.
Nikki,
We also see a lot of people with, you know, who come in for footwear advice as well, because it's very important that people have the right type of shoes for their feet as well.
Go ahead, Dad.
It's one thing I've learned is never speak over any of my children, because they just say, look, but hang on, hold on a minute.
I'm just loving this so much, I can't tell you.
So good, isn't it?
And Nick, thanks for talking to us, because I know it's 3 hours behind us here, and I appreciate that very, very, very much, because we wanted the best person. Now, you in your practice, for those with kids who might be starting football at 7 or 8 or 9 or netball, how important is having some sort of foot assessment or structure looked at to make sure they get the right footwear, rather than just go and buy something first and then put up with all the issues? What do they do?
So I would recommend that they go and see a good footwear retailer in their state. They don't necessarily have to see a podiatrist to have a screening if their child has never had any issues with their feet before, but certainly to get a shoe that fits well and that's also specific to their activity as well. So we see with young kids that they're more susceptible to injuries around their growth plates as well. So I would say if we had to choose one most important thing for children who are becoming more active in something like football or netball, that they're not in a shoe that's too flat, that it's got some height in the back compared to the front, which most of the running shoes on the market will have, but not a lot of the football boots have. So, again, that's pretty difficult to tell when you go into a shoe store and there's a whole line of shoes that are sitting in front of you. It's difficult to tell where to start. So in that case, I would say if you go somewhere where they're educated about fitting shoes, that would be the best thing, rather than looking at ordering them online or just going into a big retail store where you're just grabbing them out of the box off the shelf.
Not so much a foot question, but does your dad favour one of your children over another?
Oh, dear.
Okay, silence. We'll take silence.
As the fact that he favours you over the other two.
No, yep. You can answer truthfully, Nikki, that love is spread evenly. Is it true?
It is, Ed.
You must tremble now with the spring racing carnival in full swing and all the girls down up to the nines over these coming weekends for the big race meetings. A heel's just about the worst thing we can put a foot into and walk on.
No, I think any female would be able to answer that for you, Ed. Absolutely. If I've got a word of advice, wear a broader heel so you don't plug into the grass. We've all learnt that one the hard way as well.
Definitely.
But, yeah, particularly, Sally, I'm sure you're with me.
Yes.
By the end of the day, the ball is absolutely screaming if you're in a shoe that's got a heel on it.
Burning. I call it bridesmaid's burn, because also if you've ever been a bridesmaid for someone and it goes for like 20 hours, like by the end of the day, they're absolutely on fire. Nikki, I want to ask you a question about hammer toes, which I see a lot of kids have. Can you just talk us through, can that be fixed?
No, in an answer, without surgical repair, depending on what has caused it. Mm. If there's a hammering of a toe in a child, I would normally say that it's a congenital deformity, so something that they're born with. Mm. And we'll often go through back through a family history, and someone in the family would have had it in each generation. We often have them present to us more so if the parents are concerned. I haven't had a lot of children that have come in that are symptomatic from it. So it'd be more something that we would keep an eye on over the years and make sure that they're wearing shoes that are deep around the toe to make sure that that deformity can be accommodated for.
Yeah. Is it good to go bare feet, Nikki?
Look, it is at times, would be my answer. So it's good to have a range of different conditions, I suppose, that you put your feet through, and part of that can be going barefoot. There's obviously the risk if you're not at home of standing on something sharp or hot or cold. The surfaces that we tend to walk on these days are pretty hard and unforgiving. Mm-hmm. And so we need the feet to be protected in that environment. And there was a big, I suppose, fad in recent years of people wanting to exercise barefoot.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was, wasn't there?
There was, and yeah. That has tended to drop off a little bit now, the sales of those the barefoot shoes like Vibram and a few of the other brands have really dropped off compared to the spike they had a few years ago. Mm. And the main thing is that you just need to be strong enough to be able to do that. Yeah. So as a population, we're generally pretty deconditioned, and if we're used to wearing shoes all the time and then try and change to going barefoot too quickly, that's when people are going to come into trouble.
Oh, good. Now, as a concerned father, is that husky voice the early morning, the early morning, or the after effects of probably the breakup function last night at the sports medicine conference?
A little from column A and a little from column B.
I tell you what, you're fast becoming my favourite Quigley. What are Dad's feet like? They all right?
Oh, dear. They're okay.
Okay, good.
I've done some work on them over the years, let's just say that.
Fantastic, Nikki. Foot Health Week kicks off tomorrow. If you want to find a podiatrist, podiatry.org.au. Don't ignore your tootsies. So important. And appreciate you getting up so early, even if it is just to call your dad and ask for some money like most people.
Thanks, Nikki.
See you, Nikki.
Thanks, Nikki. We're going to get to some of your calls. 131873 in just a sec. We'll take a quick break and back with those here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and restore your sleep with Flawless Redormant Fort, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, these days, there are much more simple ways to have healthy, glowing skin, like, for instance, a quick, easy, once-a-day dose of Healthy Care Resveratrol. Commonly referred to as the fountain of youth, Resveratrol provides antioxidant protection and helps maintain healthy skin. Right now, Healthy Care Resveratrol is only $12.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Now, certain plants, and most commonly grapes, produce this Resveratrol as a response to stress and injury and fungal infection or even UV radiations. So Resveratrol is a powerful oral liquid which may help you maintain healthy skin through its antioxidant protection. Always read the label and use only as directed. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Alrighty, let's grab some of your calls. 131873, everyone waiting patiently to chat to Gerald and Sally as well. Elise, we're coming to you first up in Belmont, WA, where it is very, very early, bang on 5:30 a.m.
It is.
How can we help you out?
How can we help, Elise?
Thanks for taking my call. I have a number of questions. I've been having a number of very severe symptoms, and my doctor has referred me to have an MRI to find out why.
Yes.
As part of that process, I'm having a number of tests done, and one of the tests, I've been told people end up vomiting, and the only thing they've said is to not eat 2 hours beforehand.
Yes, fair
so
comment.
I was just wondering, is there anything that I could take further besides not eat 2 hours before the testing and after to stop and maybe alleviate if I do end up vomiting?
The herb of choice, Elise, is called ginger.
All right.
Ginger in any way, shape or form, from ginger beer, not dry ginger ale, ginger beer, ginger tincture, chocolate gingers, crystalline ginger, anything in any form, because it's such an effective antiemetic and used often. Don't be surprised if they give you a drug which is called prochlorperazine, which is the standard anti-nauseant, which might make you sleepy. But you need these strategies to be explained to you before you start, and it just that alleviates any anxiety you've got, at least, because naturally enough, the fear of the unknown can actually make you nauseous. Mm. So, and I'm sure, Sal, you've been through a lot of these things. You know, you worry about.
Of course.
And there's some lozenge things, that wafers that are used. You would have used those.
Yes.
Which are pretty good. They don't work all the time, but there's a number of things, Elise. So be reassured that if ever symptoms crop up, they will be treated promptly for you.
There we go. Elise, I know you said a few questions. We've got a bunch of people calling through. So if you want to follow up with some others,
just
you can
email
Gerald via our website, houseofwellness.com.au. There's an ask tab there.
And I'll respond to that today,
Yeah,
Elise.
Terrific. Ross, why don't we come to you? Good morning in Hoppers Crossing. How can we help you out?
Having problems with is the stomach, and they want me to do an X-ray with dye.
Sure.
Abdomen.
Okay.
And I'm sort of worried about it because I know that stuff's no good for it.
Well, look, Ross, it is a diagnostic, and similar to Elise, it's really important to find out what's going to happen, what's involved, what you could expect, and sometimes we don't ask that because we just get, you know, you get swept up in the system and you think, oh, they're busy and it's just me.
Yeah.
So, Ross, write down your concerns. Write them down and ask the person that you're speaking to one question after the other and get the answers. So when you go and have this test, you'll be reassured about the dye, you'll be reassured about what they're looking for, and you'll be just reassured about the whole process.
I think it's also good to know why the dye, like sometimes I think if you understand why they want the dye test, it also can put your mind at ease. Otherwise you think, well, why this one? My friend had an X-ray, but they didn't have the dye test.
Yes.
And so you can kind of, you can get worried.
Yes.
But if you understand why they want this particular thing for you,
yes,
it can sometimes put your mind at ease.
And it's asking the questions.
Yeah.
And it really, Ross, is contrast. That's all the dye does.
Yeah.
It gives contrast. So good luck, and don't hesitate. Let us know how you get on.
And Ross, if it does put your mind at ease, I have had a lot of the contrast tests over the years, and you know,
look at you.
They're fine. No tests are pleasant, but it's
got to be done.
It's fine.
It's got to be done.
Yeah.
Jean, let's come to you in Mount Annan. Good morning.
Good morning, Jean.
Good morning. Good morning. A question for Gerald.
Sure.
My GP, Gerald, has advised me to start taking Actonel.
Yes.
35 milligram once a week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to decide whether I should do that or not. And if I do start taking it, should I also take my Caltrate and vitamin D?
First of all, Jean, your pharmacist will have or should have given you a thing called a consumer medicine information leaflet. It's a couple of pages, and it spells exactly what Actonel does and what you can expect and any potential adverse effects that might crop up. And it's really important when you're starting something new to have that back understanding about the whole thing. So, look, it's all about, Jean, risk and benefits. The benefits have got to be weighed up by your GP, and in his or her wisdom, they have decided that Actonel is the drug which is going to help stop bone mineral density loss and maybe just help even rebuild it. But in amongst that, there are a number of lifestyle things you've got to do. So calcium-rich foods, vitamin D, vitamin K2, which makes sure that calcium goes into your bones and not into your blood vessels, exercise. So again, as I mentioned before to Ross, write the concerns and questions down and go and discuss them with your doctor. And that's all it is, risk, benefit. And if the benefits outweigh the risks, then we go for it.
By the way, cleverly, Jean referenced, should I keep taking my vitamin D, etc.
Yes.
Now, what's been breaking in news this week through the Lancet re-vitamin
study
D?
Study came out this week, Ed, essentially saying taking vitamin D to reduce the risk of fractures is a waste of time.
Mm.
Now, the sad part is it was a short study.
Yeah.
And because of that, and because I got so fired up about it, I printed off the results presented at the World Congress on Osteoporosis, Osteoarthritis and Musculoskeletal Diseases, which a World Congress, it was a 10-year study. And it says that long-term low levels of vitamin D intake are associated with a higher 10-year fracture risk in women.
Right.
So because it's 10 years, it's a more complete picture. Five years, waste of time, as in with most vitamins and complementary medicines. They take time to get things back to normal.
Right. So it is worth taking.
It is worth taking.
Yeah.
And remember, vitamin D works in so many other issues.
Yeah.
That to say that you don't need vitamin D just for fractures, that's silly. Mm. Because even blokes need vitamin
yeah.
D.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good well, a 10-year study is impressive. I think Harvard completed a 25-plus-year study on vitamins. And the benefits of vitamins over that range of time were exponential, weren't they?
Of course. But, you know, we get these little piddly little five-year things and it hits the front page of the papers and everyone gets excited. Come on, we're smarter than that.
Harvard's been around a while too. They know their stuff. Yeah. Wanted to talk about a great option for kids with their delicate skin, and it's the little Innocence range. And it's something that our little sensitive ones, who are often afflicted with things like some psoriasis, eczema and so on with their brand new beautiful skin. This is a nice option for them.
What we have to remember is that we're talking very gentle, delicate skin. Mm. And the thing that attracts me about a number of products, including this, are the things that aren't in there. Mm. So this, I had the pleasure of speaking at a conference and back in 2007 and met Antoinette Golikidis, who was pregnant at the time with her first child, Alex. And when he was born, he had some skin issues. And she said, I'm really concerned about what is in a lot of the products. Mm. So she started and really drove an Australian certified organic standard. So it's organic is a loose term.
Yes.
You see it in cooking, you know, organic this, organic
that's
that.
That's right.
But when you really drill down, you've got to make sure that organic is really organic.
Yes.
And there are strict parameters.
Certified, right?
Yes.
That means
certified.
That actually someone has come and checked that it truly is organic.
That's right. So really the products have been audited.
Yes.
And that's important. So it's really what's not in the products that are more important than what's in the products. So it's a good range and it's going beautifully. And another Aussie woman entrepreneur who's done incredibly well.
And how nice to support a range like that. As you say, when you see a brand that's derived out of pure need, you know, and you just know that so much heart and soul and truly wanting to make a difference has got into it.
Well, and it's her. And she's very smart. She says, now, look, this product is just wonderful, used all around the world. Mm. But always check, just put a little bit on the skin, just check first, because we're dealing often with very sensitive, newly growing skin. Mm. So it can be used from birth.
Brand new, gorgeous skin that needs to be squished and tickled. That's what we want on our little list.
We'll
take a little break. We're going to do a vegan version of a chili con carne with
Sal. Yeah.
Tummy's rumbling. We're back with more on the House of Wellness after this.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and help support memory and focus with Flawless Keen Mind, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Well, we know the misery of hay fever is nothing to sneeze at. We should try Azonair Nasal Spray Hay Fever Relief to treat the symptoms of allergic rhinitis. Whether it's dogs, or it's written here as cogs, I think that's probably a typo. I'm going with dogs, cats, pollen, grass seeds, you should check out Azonair. Nasal congestion, sneezing and watery, itchy eyes isn't what you need when trying to enjoy the lovely spring weather. So get relief. Clear your allergies and not your wallet with Azonair Nasal Spray at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. And if symptoms persist, see your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Coming to more of your calls in just a sec, 131873, Gerald Quigley standing by along with Sally Obermater, who's whisking us into the kitchen. Vegan delights.
Vegan. I know there's a lot of talk about like vegan recipes, but essentially what that just is meat-free, really.
Yeah.
I kind of eat to just to kind of make it simple. So what I've done is a vegan chili con carne, which is basically a meat-free chili con carne.
I'll just say no parents is what I say for vegan.
What?
It's had no parents.
Oh, it's had no parents.
Yeah.
He does come from left field, doesn't he? Because I didn't know what he was talking
about. What, no parents can eat the dish? Okay, now I understand. Okay.
Strange little happy place where dogs and cogs mix freely.
yes, correct. It has no parents. And you know what? I also think at this time of year, it is nice to give your system a bit of a break. We are coming into, even though the weather around the country, in most parts of the country, isn't amazing, but we are coming into the warmer seasons, and it's nice to give your body a bit of a break and let it get into a bit more plant-based food. Mm-hmm. So What I've done is you just get a little bit of olive oil into a saucepan or a bit of a casserole dish. You'll warm it up and you'll add some garlic, some onion, some carrot and capsicum and just kind of cook them finely, let it soften, and you've got four spices, and it's these four spices that give the whole dish so much flavour. A bit of cumin, coriander, turmeric and paprika, and they're just your kind of dried spices that you'll get at the supermarket. So nothing kind of too fancy, nothing difficult. You'll add in then a tin of tin tomatoes, a tin of lentils, just rinse them before you pop them in, and a tin of kidney beans, and you'll add some vegetable stock. That's it. You literally will bring it to the boil, you'll let it simmer for about 30 minutes, and the smell, can I tell you, your whole kitchen, it just smells delicious. Now, what I've done, to make it a bit, you can do this with rice if you want, Gerald. I know you love your potatoes. You could do that.
I wouldn't be putting rice in, but it's okay.
Other people could do rice. But what I've actually done is I've done corn chips and guacamole. I think that's actually quite fun. Mm-hmm. So you'll do a guacamole with some avocado and tomato, a bit of red onion. If you like it, things spicy, add some chili. And then get some corn chips. Ideally, if you can, you'll get the ones that are from like the health food store or from the supermarket in the health food section, so they're kind of not loaded with MSG, and some sour cream. Mm-hmm. And it is fun for the kids. If you're trying to get kids kind of slightly into either lentils or off meat, this is a perfect one because they love the corn chips. They dip them in. They've got the guacamole. So it feels like a Mexican feast, but you've given your body so much goodness.
And you can alter the heat. You can make it hotter or
lower. Absolutely. If you love chili, load it up. Yeah. If you don't and you've got the kids, that's fine. Well, leave it out.
I've got a spicy woman in my life, but she doesn't like hot spicy foods. I'm going to have to cut back on that.
Not on her. Good.
No, that's right.
Cut back on the
spice. You know what I mean.
I do.
You can only see Philippa on Tuesdays. That's your recommendation. We have a recipe tab on our homepage, houseofwellness.com.au, to check that out. Let's come to William in Dingley. Good morning. 131873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. How can we help you out, my friend?
Good morning, Gerald and Sally.
Good morning.
What am I, chopped liver?
Yes, and Ed. He's just the host, William.
Chopped liver.
Yeah. How can we help you, William?
Firstly, Sally.
Yes.
With your recipes,
yes.
Could you please put the calories per serving?
Oh, do you know, sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. Can I tell you why I sometimes can't? Only because I sometimes write things like, this is optional, that's optional, this is optional, that's optional, and because I'm trying to cater for everyone. So I never am quite sure whether to include the calories for all the optional bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. So I start. I will do that for you.
William, can I give you a little hint as a calorie comment?
Yes, sure.
Forget about the calories. I mean, it's the love of the food and preparing the food. And we get so focused on numbers. You know that if you go and have a muffin, the calorie count's going to be high. If you have kidney beans and you have those herbs and you have extra virgin olive oil, that'll clear out your arteries, it'll clear out your digestive system and give your whole digestive system the strength that it needs.
And I'll tell you as well, William, is our food is generally lean.
Yes.
And that's because we're all about, fresh produce.
In season.
Yes. That's right. It's really... You'll know that the way I like to cook is simple, delicious and fast. Mm. It's never kind of, sometimes we call it simple. I mean, our book is called Simple and Lean, and that's because the recipes are lean. Just kind of know that. But I think Gerald's right. Eat well and the rest will work.
And love the whole thing. Because if you worry about the numbers, you're then being concerned about the food. And food shouldn't be something you're concerned about because the proper choice makes it healthy.
Beautiful. And if you had a bit more chili in there, it's going to crank up your metabolism.
That's right.
Where were we, William, with your what's your question?
Quick question, mate.
Question for Gerald is, I have chronic arthritis in ankles and knees. Mm-hmm. It drives me to the point of insanity. Mm-hmm. I can't sleep at the night time. I get to sleep and I move and I wake up. Just don't sleep at all.
What's your doctor say about it, William?
He's put me on tablets and nothing I've tried has worked.
All right. Now, as Sally has a recipe with a number of different ingredients, there's a little scenario I run through. Sally mentioned turmeric, and turmeric as an anti-inflammatory herb is brilliant. And you need to get the turmeric extracts that are very easily and quickly absorbed. So that's number one. To rebuild the joint is glucosamine. And we talked about that a few months ago. You need 1,500 milligram of glucosamine, preferably in a capsule, 750 milligram twice a day. Magnesium powder at night will settle the tension in your joints and give you some quality sleep. Make fish your best protein across the week, 2 or 3 meals of oily fish, and or take a high-strength fish oil supplement. Now, that's not going to fix it tomorrow, William, but over time it will. And it's a matter of sticking to it. Like, you clean your teeth twice a day, you use those supplements twice a day.
Good recipe as well. Thank you for that, William. Best of luck. Let us know how it goes after a handful of weeks, perhaps, and track your progress. Yeah. We better take a quick break. The A to Z of Vitamins coming up next here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness for Chemist Warehouse, where you could win big with Maxigesic and restore your sleep with Flawless Redormant Fort, available from Chemist Warehouse.
Pharmacist and master herbalist, what's in your sights today for the A to Z of vitamins, Gerald?
Talking today ginkgo biloba, Ed, and when we talk ginkgo, we talk microcirculation. So capillaries that go to extremities, fingers, toes, earlobes, nose, brain. So ginkgo's main reputation is for cognition, the microcirculation in cognition. And it's called, two big words, cerebral insufficiency. It means there's not enough blood getting into your brain. So it causes things like difficulty of memory, difficulty of concentration, being absent-minded, I'm talking about you, Ed. Lack of energy, tiredness, decreased physical performance, being a little bit anxious, being dizzy, having some tinnitus and headaches. Now, if your brain's in good shape, ginkgo doesn't really do much. This is for a brain that requires help.
Yeah.
So if you're studying for an exam and you're really quite brilliant, there's no point taking ginkgo to make you more brilliant.
Right.
But it's a lovely, gentle herb that has got a lot of evidence to support its use.
Mother Nature, incredible, giving us that. By the way, the A to Z of Vitamins brought to us by Wagner Vitamins, keeping Aussies happy and active all year round. Time for a question or two quickly. Marie, we're coming to you in Cheltenham. What's up this morning?
I have my nails on my toes and fingers are gone very hard, and it's very, very difficult to cut them. I can't cut them.
Marie, it's an ongoing issue as we get a little older, and you sound on my side of 50, and you can soften them in water before you cut them. But you know what? For your nails, because sometimes the toenails, it's a bit hard to get down there sometimes. Go and see a podiatrist. We spoke to Nikki before. These people are experts in lower legs. And usually if they're done properly every 6 months or so, the relief you get will be wonderful.
Yeah, they say go visit a podiatrist at least twice a year, don't they?
Well, you could see the dentist one day, the podiatrist the next.
Absolutely. Cover it all off. We have Robin standing by for us still. She had a question about some pain with shingles. A quick suggestion for her.
Robin, if you could please send me an email through houseofwellness.com.au. I will respond to that later this afternoon, early this evening, because I need to ask you a few more questions and we're just running out of time.
All righty. We do have time, though, to award one of our lucky callers today with a $100 Chemist Warehouse voucher. Who did you like?
I thought Elisa's call from Belmont in Western Australia, expressing her concerns about MRI, and you would have been through that, Sally, how you stress out completely.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people listening that will be in that frame of mind because of perhaps what's cropping up this week. So, Elise, you win the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse.
Fantastic. Right. Go and spend it at any of our stores. Hey, we've got the TV version coming up around midday through the eastern states. Might be an hour earlier now for Queensland with all our daylight savings shifting. SA and WA, check your local guides. Dr. Alana Gantz will be on the show too, emphasising the importance of travel vaccination when heading overseas. Right. Still something to do. And we'll have a look with Joe Stanley into the psychology of what is a bad hair day. There's so much that the power of a good hair day can do to change your identity. We'll cover that and a whole sack of stuff. You'll be answering more questions from
our callers. I will. And we're going to have a session on arguments as well.
Oh, boy. There'll be some conflict resolution, will there?
Yes. Dr. Ali Walker. No, she's good value.
Okay. Good that all these docs have their incredible children on air as well with them. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Happy Sunday.